Ends, it's like being transported to another universe.
It was a world within a world, and it had its own language and its own humour and colour. And
it's not
really exciting for all of us, and then to be able to express that to the world was really a big part of what Spit Ends was always about.
At this time, red lights on, we're away. Take three.
Would you welcome warmly the seven in heaven who play a number of songs, some short, some long.
Under the wheel for all those years.
Slightly nutty, wacky, spoony, daffy, loony, batty.
Spit Ends was just like a fountain of ideas. We'd just, you know, be as extreme as possible.
Nothing could ever keep us apart as you sip your tequila.
They're sort of extraterrestrial, aren't they?
No, I've never seen anything like this.
Their hair.
Just what the doctor ordered.
My name's Eddie Rayner. I was born on the 19th of...
How would you describe your music?
Neoclassic, cosmoidal, cosmetic, mental rock.
I certainly hope it clears up. You ought to try a little calamine lotion.
Well, they're just mad.
I was the first guy in the band to be spat upon. What a dubious honour that was.
Take name, rolling.
Rob said, oh look, I could dash off some lyrics in 5 minutes for that. So Rob went into the toilet and came out with a bunch of lyrics about 5 minutes later. And that's what's on the record.
There was a lot to prove, and so every time we went on stage, we took it to the limit.
Pretty good way to start, really, when I think about it, for a young fella from Tiamudu.
I went out to see if I could live forgotten days.
I was duly sacked.
We pretty much fired everybody.
We had so much debt, it would have been probably better to break up and change our name. We had so many problems.
Oh boy, this is the rock and roll dream.
We were stupid enough to believe it.
It was a nightmare, really.
My name came up on the computer as there being a warrant out for my arrest.
Let's see you down the front and in the middle and in the middle and back and then the back.
You really felt that there were so many people out there coming to the shows that all we had to do was make a half decent record and the audience were there.
True Colours, it just felt, hey, suddenly we've got it.
Nobody takes me seriously anyway.
He said, I've just wasted 38 grand, there's not a hit on it.
I don't know why sometimes I get frightened.
We'd like to be as big as the Bee Gees.
I did the stupidest thing I've ever done in my life.
The whole room visibly went white.
Eddie, help! This guy's wrestling him to the ground, you know, a headlock and an armlock. And it's getting very, very heavy.
What, are you going to shoot me, are you? Go on then, shoot me.
On the new album, it'll be all instrumental. There'll be none of the Thin Brothers at all.
Right.
On it.
Get along! Shut up!
If you girls would stop screaming a bit, then everybody else might have a better time.
Neil, come back! We love you! That was the most intense experience of my life!
Lost my lead, lost all my clothes, and got back on stage and couldn't play, I couldn't sing. Went off and had a bit of a cry and came back and did the encore.